All right. Beautiful day to everyone. Welcome to Project Review with Q. Thank you for joining me today. Want to make you aware that PBS has their phone lines down today. So as always, I like to take calls, but maybe we'll get her done next week as we grow the shows and make our professional conference rooms for all your projects. So today, I wanted to just know that I'm with you all the time, and your submittals are incredible. Please keep them coming as they get populating the hoppers, the sandboxes, etc. And you can see that it's just a great feature that we get to record everything we do going forward here on the BBS Radio Archives. So hopefully you see the vision there of having 7 days a week PRQ with project identifiers that get recorded. So you have a catalog and an archive and say, hey, how'd that project go? How'd that guy do? How'd that gal do? And you can see lessons learned and so forth is the goal. So today, since we don't have calls today, I'll go through some of the submittal so far. I'm going to start with thank you, PRQ team. I'm going to take I'll take tomorrow off, but I'll be with you the next day. Thank you so much. for the people.space, thank you so much for your love and how hard you work. I'm going to go for entertainment values. I'm going to go through a couple items on forthepeople.space. I am an entertainer after all. you can see how we can use these radio shows to enhance our communications. It's really great. And I like to point out how timelines work in relationship to these projects and how negative timelines are created and positive ones are created. And of course, I have isolated and compartmentalized several alien agendas that go that accompany that and or complement timelines that are not necessarily ours. And so most of your propaganda is engineered, the iPhone, et cetera, all of it is engineered for continuation of propaganda, timeline creation. He did that, she did that, he did that, he went back and forth, so that you will not be on a proactive timeline. That's the way this version of human mind was engineered. So when you go into peace energy, is what I'm doing my best to promote, and that is take the thoughts in your head, put them in your heart, and you stay there and make a decision that way instead of reactively through your mind, then life does different things. It's quite amazing. So I'll show you one way you can observe my state. Okay, so if you go to Creation Lightship, excuse me, for the people.space, and you'll see recent posts. You'll see we'll start from the bottom and go up just so it's a little more fun for me, inspired. And we'll look at the Presidential Commission of 2025. Now, I have not read this, but I'm aware of it. And you read through it, and you can see timelines that have truth to them that have happened. But at the end of the day, those presidential commissions are real. They happened. They definitely happened. They are happening. There are goals and agendas around it. So short version is if I keep you reading what I did in my life, I got you. So now I can watch you make decisions. I can watch you not make decisions, etc. And I can fill in the gaps where I want to potentially manipulate you. Not a big deal with one person, but what if I could do it with an entire society? If I could just sit back and watch them make decisions, what if I was Steve Jobs and pretended to fake my death while controlling humanity with iPhones. I could do that, no problem, because I have a conscious computing system competing with a conscious computing system. It's pretty interesting. Some good people use conscious computing. Some bad people use them, and of course they're made. And I've talked about it in the past. So when you look at timelines on conscious computers, what they're able to do, if you're a negative guy, and they pulled them. What they did is they pulled a gateway off a couple what you're calling spaceships, multidimensional vessels. Pulled the conscious gateways off of them and are bouncing it back and forth. Now, the good news is, obviously, the other positive people observing consciousness, they can see the negative ones using the extrapolation and or sorting of in a negative avenue, too. So you can see a bad guy watching consciousness, and you can see a good guy watching consciousness. To prove this, you can go to the Legacy Star Trek series TV show in the 70s. And when your vessel shows up to a planet, Mr. Spock would go ahead and scan the planet, and he would say, "There is definitely life down there," etc., etc. All you people are very aware. It's been very repetitively said by me. Well, what if you took one of those vessels and a good guy got a conscious computer and a bad guy got a conscious computer, and now you get to manipulate each other? That's what's going on here. All right. So you have a lot of that going on right now. And it is getting better, because you're recognizing that if you use your heart versus your mind to make decisions, that consciousness gets observed. So the good guys say, "Gosh, they're really catching on to what Q's saying." And the bad guy's going, "Don't let them catch on to what Q's saying." So I'll go through a couple more items there. So that's just a short version. I'm so sorry I can't take calls today. I enjoy the conference call. We have phone line issues today, so my apologies. And BBS Radio, of course, what an incredible help. Because we can't do this without transmissions, can we? The next item on for the people that space is really, really funny. So fame is proof that people are gullible. Ralph Waldo Emerson is the Flat Earth Post on July 7th. Okay, Flat Earth. Well, if you can't see the scale of your geography is really the Flat Earth agenda. So notice Christopher Columbus said you're gonna sail off to the side of the, you're gonna fall off the edge of the planet. Unfortunately, excuse me. Unfortunately, most of the Flat Earth agenda. So when you do review a conscious computer, as an example, you get a timeline now created about propaganda about, all right, so Q's going to show up and say, well, actually, your planet's bigger than what you were told because your latitude and longitude are a geographical allusion to your dimensional creativity. So you're able to create time and space with a planet on a planet. So your scalability is unlimited because your planet is unlimited. It's a living being. So as the planet evolves, it's going to want to standardize on its scale, its size, your creative force with it, many, many avenues, the fauna, nature, everything is going to adapt to one another and coalesce in a way that is true to nature and or organic. So it's really fun to watch this propaganda, because a lot of people are aware of that there's no such thing as time and space, yet you do have a relationship with the planet, even if the planet, in some cases, you probably read on Creation Lightship that the spirit left the planet and another one was found, et cetera, et cetera. When a spirit leaves a planet, and you still, and because you're so powerful as a society, you believe you're on a planet with a planet as a planet, you're going to sustain that hologram. You're going to sustain that reality. That knowledge center through you is going to create a planet because you're all gods creating that. It's one of my great passions is to keep explaining to everyone that there's no such thing as time and space in your day. So that means there's no such thing as time and space with your planet either. So it's going to evolve the way it wants to. And certainly tenure has a lot to do with it. Anyway, the flat earth model, what the goal there is to get you, keep you dancing on not knowing how big your planet is and or your relationship to a dimensional reality. So you're not allowed to go to the North Pole and you're not allowed to go to the South Pole. Well, if I can take my 360 degrees and invert it, if you will, and you can't see what direction you could possibly go, your equations and equatorial understanding gets turned into a kaleidoscope almost. It's very old trick, just like propaganda and the iPhones. So my great encouragement to you is start looking at the weather in your area in relationship to your latitude and longitude, equatorial, north and south. And you'll notice that you can prove my statement correct, that your compass, your relationship to your planet is a much different scale. And that's, again, why I've said in the past, try and get a pilot to tell you what true north is versus magnetic north. And you know where you're going to go with that. All right, so have fun with that one. The Creation Lightship webpage. Website, let's see here. Thank you for the people.space. There is light in the world and it is us. That says Eliza Yudkowsky. Does the Creation Lightship website still work? The website was created primarily by Ron Amatron. And that webpage was designed to coach you on how to install more light in you, primarily, and how to do the vast amount of clearings that you may need when you have events in your life. And so, because the Creation Lightship was not the goal by the Creation Lightship initially, but when Ron starts doing Precious Ron Amatron, precious brother, he realized when he became a master healer for all of us that there's a lot of, so doing root cause analysis for us, because we have all of our capabilities, doing root cause analysis for all of us, he realized that the symptoms were from aliens and how they attach to our dimensional reality. So the goal is just to get the material out there so that you can use it for yourself, because Ron would consider you a peer that just hasn't received all of your light yet and is getting it all the time. So does the Creation Lightship website still work? Do you still work? And that is my answer. Spiritual retrieval. I have not looked at this stuff, but I'm kind of curious what's going on. So now, for the spirit.space is there to forgive me. Anyway, I think I'll just move on to, because we're not taking calls today, my apologies, I'll go ahead and move on to some of the submittals today. And I'll show you how a lot of this stuff works. Thank you, everyone, for the new subscriptions. Thank you for the donations. BBS enjoys it. I do, too. I'll go through a couple items that are interesting. Let's see. Thank you from Miss Michigan for the shout out to BBS and ourselves. Thank you so much for those images. And certainly we can use those on a project. Thank you for Safe Place for Kids, Education and Finding Self-Confidence. Yeah. Safe Place for Kids and Education and Finding Self-Confidence. I want to talk about that one because it is obviously a passion for me with Children's Day. And I want to stay upbeat. But at the same time, you can see that there is an agenda to degrade our youth. So we're in competition with somebody, I'll let you decide, to get children misdirected through the video games and the phones and so forth. So one of those tools is marriage and divorce. So I have one child spending a weekend with dad every other week or whatever it is, and then another child spending it with mom the other. You know, at least the Western world, how divorce works. You share custody, and then you have to come up with a scheduling plan, and then of course somehow you have to put them in an education program, and so you're concurrently having still to deal with the legacy parent, even though you presumably are divorced. So love is a love when you're early on. If you don't find your true inspired match, you have a false sense of love is pretty normal for this type of human. So lust, the way you looked at people, the way you desired people in the past compared to now, you just do it completely different. And that's why I'm so proud to have those people in the Midwest exploring the Kundalini information. Tricky words for me, but there's some opportunities there. And certainly I would say that some of those words did come from me. Excuse me just a second. And the mermaid. Eve Feather Serpent of the book. I always bludgeon the name, sorry. Eve is one if I did. Is an example of how you can use channeling arguably in a positive way to fight channeling, because you can prove that there's codes in there, and you can prove that those codes were engineered on your physical body by a master geneticist. That is part of the reason why this topic is fairly significant, is because if I can get you coded up, I can manipulate my child's development of realizing what love really is from your heart center versus your mind. And so thank you for that submittal. Please keep them coming. I'm hesitant to say people's name on the radio unless I have permission, but Journey to Yourself is the next project. Thank you so much. And that's an introduction to Lithuanian Energy Healer. And I thank you so much for that, Sumo. That's a perfect way to do it. Just a simple attachment. It allows us to keep us clean. And what we do when you do send in a subject matter, just have a nice generalization in your subject matter. So when we query, it's a little easier as these computers. Many arrests have occurred in your software industry Many arrests have occurred in your browser industry. Obviously, the computer systems are going to go through a major change here. And I'll talk about that right now in relationship to segue from this project to another one. A normal computer on other planets would be all water-based or crystalline-based for the most part. And you wouldn't necessarily use them as a dedication in your life. You would just use them as maybe a more reference point for your collective consciousness. So if, as an example, if you went to a planet that had less capability of consciousness, you might use a crystalline or water-based technology. Navigation is an outstanding tool because it takes you from point A to point B in a dimensional reality. So it's a very good tool for navigation because it's reading your consciousness. So you're actually the computer. And then the crystalline-based tablet or water-based tablet, it would be a transmitter for your consciousness. So you're actually being duped now because you're going looking for information on your computer when it's actually coming from you. And that's why these programs, these people predicting the future with computers is so accurate, is because we keep inputting and outputting. And then, of course, you can start sorting and doing many things. Thank you for the project Journey to Yourself, because that's actually an opportunity. If you did get computers that read your consciousness from your heart, then you would have a true understanding of how information flows through the universe. As an example, when you listen to my voice today, and or you didn't hear it live, the digital transmissions now, instead of analog transmissions, and I know Ron would agree, are completely different about feeling harmonics from another outside of this world. So if my claim is I'm not really here with you guys as much as you are, and I'm just now participating with you in your dimensional reality right now, the digital computers will do their best for you not to get all of my transmissions, which could be considered healing. Because I can come from the highest dimension, we would assume. You'd feel my resonance. And then you transfer it into your physical body. A lot of topics there. So that is probably a great, great opportunity for us to start recognizing. That's why you like playing with crystals. That's why you talk crystals. That's why crystals record things. And that's why water has memory. So my great encouragement is for all the healers and scientists out there, would come together one day, it would be a great, great tool for us, is get back to water-based computers or crystalline-based computers. And obviously, some technologies have been hidden from you. All right, let's look at another project here. We got thank you, Stone Fantasy. Thank you so much. Let's see. We've got some questions here too. I should probably get to. We've got a lot of emails. Please keep it coming. Please keep it coming. Lots of subscriptions as we get tooled up here on BBS Radio. DRQ, this question is: phone call to you. Be inspired with Q. Okay, let's get to this one. Please see the attached Chinese translation that I did for 13 talks of Being Inspired with Q, with total nearly 250 pages, which I have transcribed. Number two, you asked why no Chinese call me in your last week PRQ and in one of your previous talks about 2 years ago. I don't know all reasons, and I know some challenges and risk related to this and would like to explain to you. All phone calls, this is a statement, it looks like, end question. All phone calls using normal phone numbers to and from China are monitored, and they make sure the callers and receivers know they are monitored. Okay, that is a true statement. So the internet is your clue. So if you go into, depending on what country you're in now, and I'll get to the rest of the question. If you go on the internet right now and you browse, let's just say you use Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever the heck it's called, you'll see that there'll be signage right after it in the nomenclature at your browser page, and it'll have a designation of a country. So China does it, Russia does it, everyone does it. So there is a telecommunication, there's these tricky telecommunication bills, laws, rules. Sure, BBS Radio loves this topic. They have to play with your psyche, although it looks like it's technology, but you're actually being controlled with telecommunications in compartments. So, as an example, if you query in Google in America and you query in Google abroad, you're going to get different results. So now I can. So depending on your consciousness and your capabilities or agenda, society. So this is the real war now. Is how are you going to query in one country and develop a society in that country the way you want, because it may be more or less evolved, or there are line items that you might want to accomplish. So if I query on Google in the UK, the same topic, red shoes, you're going to get a different results when you query red shoes in Canada, etc. So that's exactly what the Chinese have done too with your telephone lines, and they put them together. So you think they're different systems, they're actually the same system. So you on your computer, you on your telephone, there's since everyone's now all digital instead of analog, it's much easier to take all of the information in one swath and then query it. So you're almost, this is proof how you have conscious computers here that have been dumbed down. So if you could take all that data at one time on planet Earth, you could prove consciousness direction. And that's, you know, why Martin Armstrong and Cliff Hyle, all these guys are so good at this, because they figured it out. Just take all the data and then make algorithms to make modeling. And so that's exactly what this question is all about. All educations in China are in Chinese, including universities. That means there are few people can speak fluent English, especially to have the English proficiency to understand your talks with your speed and content, and to have the courage to call you while millions of people are listening. Even I was nervous when calling you. Now, this person that I've talked to many times, a Chinese nationalist that lives in another country now, and that is a true statement. So now if I can keep in a compartment and develop my people the way I want to, notice places like North Korea, they don't have the same development goals as North America, do they? In fact, it looks like they all wear the same clothes. Do this all day, can't we? You can see the compartmentalization, and that this is your world war. You're in a world war regarding making sure some information gets to some people and some information gets to other people. Propaganda, it's the tool of tools. Propaganda, keep them compartmentalized, isolated. Don't let them know how big their planet is. Make sure they're unaware that how consciousness works is ultimately the goal and the ultimate alien agenda, which is keep them in a box as long as you can till they realize that there's no such thing as space and time, because we're at the end of the ascension cycle. And ascension is about you finding your self-realization and getting knowledge and awareness. So it's quite easy to see now here at the end, but globally it's getting a little trickier because not everybody to this person's point is pointing out. Third item on this list. Thank you, my lovely partners and attachments. Very good work. Number three item on this list. So far, I can only send the Chinese translations of your talks to China through a social media app called WeChat. This can only be done at 1.1 basis. Otherwise, distributing sensitive information like your talks will cause the group in WeChat to be shut down. All right. So, okay. So, I was on the phone with someone about 2 years ago, and we do everything on open communications so that the attention on me, we can track and trace it. So I have to, in order to find troublemakers, I want to get out in the wind. And you can't find these guys if you don't expose yourself. It's a very long story. Excuse me. I'll show you how it works intrinsically. The people that attack me, and I'll show you how it works from the alien point of view. So I'm going to use the intrinsic tools we have. The alien agenda on this topic is to not let you know there's aliens, and it's a tough and dear subject to me, because if you can't see the aliens, they're doing very good. And so life is getting better here to some degree, but the parry they have is so good that it's difficult. They wait for us to make a decision, basically. So if I'm talking to my friend, like I said a couple years ago, we tracked the Chinese government tracking me. And I assure you that that was a great, great tool to catch the Chinese government. But you can't actually, the way it's compartmentalized, you can't actually say you have one person doing it. That's why this is tricky. It's similar to the U.S. military. When you put everybody in compartments, so you get the Army, you got the Navy, Marines, National Guard, et cetera, you get these subdivisions where the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. So you can't actually say China was hacking my phone line. No, there was a compartment in China hacking my phone line and disturbing the call. And so they enjoy hacking this call right now, making trouble, but making sure we don't lose communication. They don't want us to lose. You can shut this thing down real quick. You can shut down the internet and 35 seconds, no problem. There's redundancies, but for the most part, the portion of people that are controlled by the Chinese right now, telecommunications, are the ones who are hiding behind the scenes controlling the telecommunications. So you can't actually say China is bad, China is good. You would say the telecommunication industry has been corrupted and controlling communication throughout the government, and the people who control the government are the ones who control telecommunications. The aliens that run that group have created a tremendous clone factory. So I'm going to make a lot of friends today, as you can see, and their goal was to standardize a type of human that could record really well. And then again, it's a silo. This is not the exclusive alien agenda. But if I can make a compartment of clones and then spread them out throughout the world and have their barcodes map and engineer the education system perfectly from the day of birth, I got a clone war. And you definitely have clone wars on your planet. Tremendous amount of them. So here's how you can prove it. Notice that a lot of Chinese are getting into colleges in America. Notice that a lot of Chinese people are acing every test from the day they were born. Those many kids, that's how cloning systems work, is I'm going to map my education system. That's why there's such a huge fight for education, is because a lot of those barcodes that are engineered on human, you're basically a computer. So if I can program the computer and then create a industrial revolution, and the people I want to manage, my clones, I've already got them mapped and snuck into your society. So you have, what this person is asking today is really how do you control clones? And I'm sorry to inform you of that. And they have a lot of clones in China, unfortunately. And you can look at it. It's not to do not create an agenda around race, because we're all mammalians with some form of light in us. So it's not a race issue. It's a style or type of human I can engineer and make issue, and suppress the volume of light that's going to come into it, and then manage it and get it to it. So I would say that if you look at that type of mammalian, it's really easy to standardize and cut and paste it. So I can cut and paste it really easy. I can get it to live pretty good lifestyle, pretty good lifelong, forgive me. And notice that that if there is a race on your planet that looks the same from copy to copy, wouldn't you agree that that is that race? So that is the agenda there. And I'm sorry to inform you of that information. It's how it works. Lachia Nicola Evans, yes, I will contact you. Let's see. Let's get to another project real quick here. Self-sustainable living, community, and retreats. Okay, I'll skip that one. It's not very entertaining. Sorry, everyone. Questions for Q and number 039, such a quote number 9. Okay, that's a nice way to do that. Question, play, place, room. Play places. I think that speaks for itself. I better keep that one savvy. There's a lot of play places. Okay, so play places, for me, should have its own 1 hour a week, 2 hours a week on these radio shows, because there's so many. So we have this desire to want to congregate and hang out with each other has been the common theme. And it's for some reason we all want to get together with people that are going through the enlightening process. And so is it a place we need? Well, we need to collaborate. So we would do that. Maybe BBS is that collaboration. So each show can be the play place. And my encouragement for everybody is not to be shy when you come on these radio shows that we're creating, because it's just a conference room and it's just a suggestion room. You don't have to talk. You can just listen in, but your subscription creates a line item for getting you support and resources. So the goal is great. And so the way we appreciate play places is very broad, isn't it? And so maybe there will be multiple play place shows, is my observation so far, but I'll let us all decide here going forward. But collaboration rooms, I feel, are our first start. And let us decide, let everybody decide how it is, because it's so vast globally. And sorry to run around the subject a little bit. I had a marsupial running by me. Inside joke. The mermaid went running by. Dream Project, thank you very much. Thank you very much. The Norwegian Dream Project, thank you very much. Very nice. Land patents. Obviously, that's going to have its own show. This one from New York is outstanding. Let's see what the title is. I guess it was just land. Perfect way to do it. Okay, so this person has sent their legacy land patent up, and now what we can do with that. So that's going to have its own dedicated show, and it's probably going to be hours and hours. For me, it's going to be hours and hours to a week if I had my way. But I'll leave it up to us to see what the volume looks like. So I still like a little more population there, just so we have, so I can hand it off to one of you to manage and run. I have two people that are ready to go to do that. I think we can get through it pretty quick because it's standardized. Land patents are very important to me because I can prove how local government has taken away and corporations have taken away your understanding of true title. So quick claim deed, deed of trust is a bank term, and it was designed concurrently with taxation in local community. So we want to shut down our local government's taxation process. Didn't say I want to destroy every county. I said if I had a land patent, the county can't tax me. So you're right back in the same game as you were 1400s in Europe and so forth, and potato famine, here we go again. Except now you got a lot of people, a lot more people. So the one out of New York is 1.66 acres. This person possesses 1.66 acres, but the original, I'm not going to look it up quite right, got subdivided, and this patent, that subdivision, is a subset of the 160 acres, 150. So they're going to have, in America, they're going to have various volumes of declared land patented or homestead, because you turned in your longitude and latitude description of your land based on what you wanted, but you were not allowed to exceed. The goal is not to have you exceed 160 acres. So all you're doing with land patents, and I have to thank Winston Trout for all of his incredible work. That's why he's in prison, of course, because he was teaching land patents. We'll see how I do, among other things. The fact that this particular land patent from New York is 1.6 acres is very common, because throughout time, from the 1800s to now, each homestead, the successor never repatented the land. Kids sold the property, but they only didn't sell all of it. They only sold a little bit of the farm. And so now it's really just, this is a very easy one here, because all you have to do is re-describe the patent for the volume of property you have. So now all you're really doing is filing with your county the new description of the homestead. So sure, the 160 acres was descaled to maybe, let's say, 20 people have a lot on the 160 acres. If they would just refile, they would not be paying property taxes anymore, describing and reattaching. And so that's what we're going to work hard to teach And we have all the templates already made. I just need a little more volume of people. And then I'm pretty sure I have someone to run these week in, week out. And now we'll standardize that around the world. They have different degrees of how you'll do it depending on the country. But the beauty of our favorite topic, the Queen, is when you were let to homestead, it's pretty much the same, even in the UK. Some of the monarchies in Europe are a little wild. Africa is going to be very tricky, as you can imagine. India will be very fun. And then you'll notice that a lot of people will see that somebody doesn't want you to have free allotal title. And that's what my encouragement is for everyone to learn that. All right, moving on here. Thank you for that submittal. And you'll be in the bucket too. Should be real easy. The templates are made. And so I just want to make sure we become experts at defending the land patents. And that's where I'm working on right now, because it's real easy to get your property redefined as a homestead. Real simple all over the world. But it's not real simple when you look at your local government. In some cases, your local government wants to strip you of your taxation and or your true rights. And I'm pretty sure we're tired of being slaves on a planet that we were born in. I think I stole that from somewhere. Let's keep moving on here a little bit. Let's see. I'm going to do my time. I got about 6 minutes here. So sorry you guys couldn't get the radio. Excuse me. The phone to work today. Interesting, in the power company, there's a great opportunity to expose what's going on. So we have a lot of opportunity here, and that is to observe maybe civilizations like the Quakers or the Amish and how they became more heart-based by being more sustainable in life. So certainly that is a very big agenda for the PRQ team, is as we procure and look for real estate facilities. What if you didn't go to the store ever again? What if you just maybe just networked with your neighbor? What if you made your own tools? On your patented land, tax free. What if we went backwards tremendously? What would our collective consciousness be like? I'll tell you what it'd be like. You live a lot longer. It's quite interesting. You looking at me? Are you? You want to say hello? All right. So we talked about this quite a bit. The mermaid. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, everyone.
And we're recognizing that as we get slower, we actually get faster. Is that a fair statement? When you observe those societies?
Yes. Yeah. We've been talking about that. I want to run away and join the Quakers.
How did they come up with that word? Because it sounds like you're a Quake. Are you a quack? A quack?
It would just be such a simple life that we're all craving, I think. So, you know what I mean? Something similar.
Yeah, before you showed up, I was talking about collaboration rooms, playrooms. That is obviously where we would aspire and slow things down. And so that generation of children coming up, you know, it doesn't it make sense to first build your barn, get your livestock, and then get the rest of the amenities you might need? And
yeah,
I mean, it's so obvious.
And the community all supports each other, doesn't it? Like the couple gets married and they build the first barn for the couple, because the barns are most important, and they can start farming and producing their own food, and then together they'll build their first home. But they're slow and they take their time, and the community helps, and yeah, it's, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, I have to be careful on time here, so let's see how I'm doing here. Got about 3 minutes here. I think I'm gonna get hit. Might be able to get a couple chats in, maybe not. I don't know how we're doing with BBS. We have to give them love. I'll command our spirits to balance and heal any telecommunication issues we have today, that you get perfect communications. Thank you so much. I think I got time for one more. Let's see here. Let's get through here. Hurry up, Keister. Thank you for the new subscriptions. Let's keep them going. The way in which we distribute resources to you, I see a couple questions about that, is tricky, because as we go and be positive in our manifestation consistently, you can actually see which systems are failing, which systems are working. So the way you're banking today, don't think that that's going to survive. And don't think your telecommunication will survive. So we have to be crafty as we go here. And it's good for Q to get some attention on it, so we can find the bad guys. So I assure you there's a great agenda for you not getting resources all the time, and not getting quantitative and conscious computing out to you in real time, because we get the luxury of seeing who's trying to stop us, because they're sneaky. But know that there's tremendous resources for you. And it's just a matter of us recognizing how we want to use this in our true manifestation process, our creative force. And how are we going to use our dream machine while putting something before it to get our dream? That's going to change. And I'm going to call it a day. And thank you so much for your patience with our telecommunications day. And Mermaid is sorry she just popped in. I want you all to have a beautiful, beautiful day. I love you very, very, very much. And stay with us. And let's see if we can get a few more shows set up and get us going. I love you very much. Beautiful, beautiful day.
All our love. Bye, everyone. Have a great day.